Welcome to the audio version of Real AI, the first and most popular weekly newsletter about real estate and AI for real estate agents. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and these are the highlights from this week's Real AI Newsletter, Volume 3, Issue Number 46, released on the 17th of November, 2025. Now, here are your AI hosts, Miles and Grace.
Today, we are taking a stack of really specialized sources, all focused on AI.
Mm-hmm.
Specifically, we're looking at this huge tension between, you know, the necessity of AI and why so many professionals are still hesitant.
Still on the fence.
Exactly. So our mission is to cut through that noise, figure out the actual steps you can take to start, and then uncover some pretty surprising new features that are popping up.
And that tension is really the heart of the issue right now. The data is just, well, it's overwhelming.
In what way?
I mean, generative AI tools, we're talking the big ones, ChatGPT, Gemini, Copilot, they are proven time savers.
Mm-hmm.
For those repetitive, soul-crushing tasks, experts say they can cut 20, even 30% or more off your workload.
And yet,
that inertia is powerful. People aren't moving.
We have a perfect proxy for this struggle, too.
Mm-hmm.
If you just look at one sector, say real estate, the National Association of Realtors, their 2025 tech survey, found something pretty staggering.
I saw that number.
32% of agents have not actively tried AI for their business. Not once in the last 12 months.
That's nearly one in three professionals just watching from the sidelines.
Oh.
And that inaction, it has a really harsh consequence. And not just in real estate, but across finance, law, you name it.
Right.
The sources really stress this. Professionals who aren't using AI risk being replaced, not by AI itself, but by the 20% of their peers who are using it every single day. That gap is widening fast.
So why? What's the holdup? The experts we read seem to cite two main barriers.
Yeah, it's pretty consistent.
First is just fear, right? The AI boogeyman.
Mm.
And the second is feeling completely overwhelmed.
The AI noise, they call it. It just feels like this impossible mountain to climb, so you don't even start.
Which is why the experts recommend a very specific strategy to just break that inertia.
It's a behavioral modification, really.
Okay, let's unpack this then.
Yeah.
Because the solution they offer isn't a tech guide. It feels more like a psychological exercise for absolute beginners.
That's a perfect way to put it. It's called the one-day challenge.
So how does it work?
The setup is incredibly simple. You just download one of the major AI apps. ChatGPT is the easiest example, right onto your phone.
Okay.
Now, the usual warnings apply. You use the free version. You are very, very careful. You never upload sensitive client data. That's a huge one.
Absolutely critical. Do not share personal information.
But the key here is immediacy. It's right there on your phone.
So the power isn't in the app itself, but in the challenge. It's about breaking a habit we've all had for decades.
Exactly. For one entire day, that's it, just 24 hours, the instruction is rigid. Stop using Google.
Stop using Google entirely.
For everything. Every time you have that impulse to search for a fact, an idea, a definition, you open the ChatGPT app instead.
And you specifically use the microphone function.
Yes. That's the key. You talk to it. You turn your speech directly into a prompt. You're essentially replacing the muscle memory of Googling it with asking the AI.
That is fascinating. The promise is that if you do this for just one day, you'll almost never go back to the old way.
And you learn two critical things almost instantly. First, you just naturally learn how to ask better questions to get better answers.
Because you're getting real-time feedback.
Right. And second, you'll discover you can get these complex, synthesized results from one spoken question that would have taken, I don't know, a dozen different clicks and searches on Google. It just changes how you think about research.
That makes so much sense for the individual trying to get started. It's a bottom-up approach. But if that's the user side, what are the corporations doing? Let's zoom out from that one user to the top-down corporate push.
Well, when you connect it to the bigger picture, you see the corporate world is moving and moving aggressively into something called agentic AI.
And that's a crucial distinction, isn't it?
A huge distinction. Agentic AI doesn't just answer your prompt.
Mm-hmm.
It autonomously executes complex tasks. It can manage a whole customer service workflow, book appointments, generate a multi-step report, all on its own.
So give us the numbers on this. How much are corporations really betting on these autonomous systems?
We're talking about almost half. 48% of tech execs surveyed have either already adopted or are in the process of fully deploying agentic AI right now.
For what kind of things?
For managing repetitive operations or for handling customer interactions directly. This isn't some future theory. It's live infrastructure today.
And the spending is just going up. I think Tech Monitor said 88% of U.S. firms are planning to increase AI spending in the next year.
And it's because the results are there. 66% of organizations that have already implemented these AI agents are reporting tangible, measurable productivity increases.
And Gartner predicts that by 2028, a third of all enterprise software will have these agentic AI capabilities built in.
It's already being baked into the software we're all going to be using.
But here's what's so interesting. You have this high-speed, aggressive adoption, and then you have this very slow pace of oversight.
A massive governance gap.
Corporate Compliance Insights found that only 32% of financial service firms have any kind of formal AI governance program established.
So 32%. The technology's moving at light speed, but the guardrails are. They're lagging dangerously behind.
Which becomes especially concerning when you see what companies like OpenAI might be testing with monetization and our data.
And that brings us right to this startling anecdote we found. It involves ChatGPT Business.
The paid version. The one you use for corporate work, because mm-hmm. it's supposed to be secure.
Supposedly. So a user fed this platform their own proprietary brokerage data. We're talking internal client info, private market analysis, things you would never want public.
You get a market report, right?
Yeah, and the AI did it. It generated a perfect report. But then, after the answer, something completely unsolicited appeared in the response box.
What showed up?
Despite the user feeding it their own private data, the interface added a house icon, the literal text prompt, use Zillow for this answer, a Zillow logo, and a Connect Zillow link.
Wait a minute. It prompted them to use Zillow? But Zillow couldn't possibly have the private data needed to answer that question.
That's the entire point. It was this aggressive, integrated push toward a third-party platform. It raises massive alarms.
It definitely raises the question of whether OpenAI is testing a new revenue model.
Right.
Integrating specific platforms right into the chat.
It's an incredibly aggressive move, and it feels like a blueprint for what's coming.
And this connects directly to other headlines. Search Engine Land confirmed ads are coming to ChatGPT, and they said, quote, they won't look like Google ads.
Well, this Zillow example might be exactly what that means. Not banner ads, but integrated recommendations.
And you can see the pressure. Housing Wire had a piece saying that data silos, all this separate, locked up information, are a bane to agentic AI's potential in real estate.
So the AI needs more data to work better, but the user needs to protect their proprietary data.
And the platform itself seems to be trying to monetize that tension by pushing you to a partner.
And all of this links back to our individual security. Time magazine called these new AI browsers a gold rush into user data. This whole area, privacy, monetization, proprietary data, it's the new frontier of conflict.
And that push is just driving development at an unbelievable pace.
Which is a good place to pivot.
Yeah, moving to the development side, let's just highlight a few new features that show how fast this is all evolving.
Well, first up, Google's got this feature they're calling Nano Banana coming to Google Photos.
In Nano Banana.
Yeah. It'll let iPhone users edit their images just by describing the changes they want. You could just say, make the sky bluer, and it will happen. Conversational AI is moving right into basic photo editing.
Wow. And on the OpenAI front?
GPT 5.1 is on the way. The paid plans for this new, smarter version will apparently come with 8 different personalities you can choose from.
8 personalities? What does that even mean?
Imagine customizing the tone of your AI assistant. You could switch from a super formal corporate tone for one task to a, you know, creative brainstormer for another instantly.
So we're moving way beyond just a generic text box.
Into highly tailored, specialized tools, that seems to be the direction.
And just to circle back to the professionals who need to get on board with this, we saw a headline that 2 real estate giants, Ben Caballero and Mark McLaughlin, are now officially recommending a book called The Real AI Guide for Real Estate Agents.
Which just confirms it. Industry leaders know that formal AI education isn't optional anymore. It's a necessity.
So to wrap this all up, the key tensions we uncovered today. We started with that individual struggle, right? That 32% of professionals stuck in fear and inertia.
Mm-hmm. And we contrasted that with the corporate rush into agentic AI, chasing those guaranteed productivity gains.
And layered over all of it is this growing complexity around monetization. With that Zillow example showing how the AI itself is testing ways to integrate third-party platforms, even with our private data.
Right. Whether you're an agent, a financial pro, or just trying to stay informed, the biggest obstacle isn't the technology anymore. It's getting easier every day.
It's the behavioral inertia.
It's not taking that first step, not trying that one-day challenge.
So this really raises a question for you, for the listener. Given that we saw an AI system try to monetize proprietary data right there in the chat interface, how quickly do you think this lack of formal AI governance, which is only at 32% in finance, is going to turn from a risk into an actual crisis of client trust, especially as these autonomous AI agents get more power over critical operations? What stands out to you?
That's a great point, Grace. What does stand out to you? Let us know what you think about the risks and rewards of AI in real estate. You can find us and our latest issues at realai.blog. I'm Kevin Hawkins, the Real AI Guy, and until next week, keep it real.